Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to Here We Are, Here We Are, Here We Are, Corlin Economics Report. I have a new co-host, by the way, that you're going to find out about in the second half of the show, which is dynamite, by the way. Got Dan Pacenti on the line with me right now. I'm going to get Danny's opinion about what's going on with the Biden administration right now. It's absolutely amazingly, I guess I'd have to say negative, some of the actions that are going on right now. The latest action happened to be the pullout in Afghanistan. Pullout without getting all Americans out, being fully aware that anybody who was left who could be considered by the Taliban to be an ally of America would be executed. This is the executions are going on right now publicly in the street. The Taliban is going door to door. The Biden administration did give information about American allies who were still over there. These allies are now being executed, I would have to say, probably in front of their houses in the street. Whoa, isn't that amazing? Dan is a, I would have to say, relatively frequent contributor to the editorial pages, op-ed pages of various major newspapers. He also manages a little bit of money somewhere in the neighborhood of the very, very high six figures. He's been a friend of the Corlin family. Now, I think we're going on about 30 years, Dan.
Long time. It's been an honor being your friend.
Long time. Having said that, Dan, you got the next, or at least the rest of this segment, to talk a little bit about what you think about the administration is doing. Let me break in every once in a while because I got some specific questions for you. You got the mic, my man.
Well, I got to say, I have been irritated by a lot of politicians over the years, but this has disgusted me. I haven't had this much rage in a long time. I've seen some really ridiculous things, the AOCs, the crazies that come from the left, but oh my gosh, this person committed a purely political act. This idea of removing our soldiers from a battlefield, he wanted to be able to say it, he wanted to brag that he ended a war. And the way he did it, and they keep trying to conflate these two things, leaving a battlefield and the way you did it. But the way he did it, he got people killed, he put people in harm's way, he embarrassed our country. He made it very risky for us to operate. And I am just sickened by this. I can't believe it. I don't know under what metric you could say this is extremely successful, like you went out to say extraordinarily successful. I mean, if you use the metric of we put them in a really difficult circumstance and they were able to get some people out by that metric, I guess there's a success there. But every other metric, leaving that much material, war material, on the battlefield, some 80, 85, 90 million, I'm never sure about the numbers, but it's in, billions. It's in the tens of billions. I mean, it's stunning. And that's not the worst of it. The worst of it, obviously, is all the people that are now at risk and all the people that were killed or maimed. I mean, we put our guys at unnecessary amount of risk to get people out of there, losing 13 people, you know, injuring or maiming another 15, and then the unspeakable things that are happening right now, which we won't even hear all the stories, where they just brutalize people in front of their families, torture them, kill them, just absolute, the most atrocious behavior you can imagine that's going on. And I think what this administration just decided is, hey, let's just get out of there. All the other stuff will be anecdotal. You won't hear it. There won't be any film of it. And you know, we'll just accept the losses. Well, that's not how civilized countries behave. We had control over that country. We could dictate terms. We could have gotten people out of the far reaches of that country first. quietly. We could have then retreated back through into Kabul. We could have kept our bases and our airfields. We could have controlled the terms and then gotten our guys out under normal circumstances and got all of our equipment out or destroyed it or given it to the resistance or something. But that was just disastrous. This guy, and what's amazing to me is that he runs around, and I guess he's got to do it because it's such a disaster. He had to go out and either claim a different story and conflate the two issues of getting out and how he did it. And he has to continue that line because it was such a disaster, because he's not an honest man, or maybe he's not with it. Neither one of those are good explanations. But he fired nobody. That's just shocking to me. And he didn't resign. And the press isn't really holding them to the standard. The right-wing press is, you know, angry, but they're of very little value. So we're in a tough spot here. We've got this guy for another 3.5 years, and I just don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping the midterms people stand up. Americans made a mistake. You know, we're not allowed to question the election that happened just recently that threw Trump out. We went from very powerful, vigorous leadership to this weekend.
Well, you know what, Danny? Rather than continue our diatribe on Donald Trump, I don't want to do that right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it right now. But I want to say that, you know, San Francisco is really, really responsible for the administration right now. I mean, Willie Brown's girlfriend got ahead politically and is now the Vice President of the United States. This is documented. Willie Brown, when he was the mayor of San Francisco's girlfriend, was, and this isn't being derogatory whatsoever, it's just a fact. I've had lots of girlfriends in my lifetime, as have you. It's a fact. Kamala Harris was an item with Willie Brown. No question whatsoever about that. Am I putting her down because I'm saying that? No. I mean, hell, I had some great girlfriends before I met Kathy, so am I putting them down when somebody says, well, you know, Janie or Marianne or somebody like that was your girlfriend? That's being actually, I would have to say, more complimentary than anything else. I am very, very angry also, and before I turn the microphone back over to you, I want to say one thing, and that is I have found a source that I have personally contributed to of what I think is incredibly important information about what's going on in our country from a societal standpoint and also from a political standpoint, although both of them are obviously pretty well entwined. But there is a publication out. All they ask for is a contribution. They ask for a contribution, and you can pick up whatever you want in terms of supporting them financially. They don't care. Whatever works for you. The name of that publication, they took a name from, I would have to say, Stephen King's greatest book of all time. It's called The Stand. It's patterned after the Kiplinger newsletter, for those of you who remember Kiplinger. Within a very short period of time, you can get all of the pertinent information pertaining to our society, our politics, etc., etc., from this particular publication. Danny, we got to take a real quick break. Let our commercial sponsors say what they have to say, and then we're going to be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having some fun this week. Stick around.